This is an exciting Wednesday as the Kentucky Exposition Center opens the doors to the 56th Annual National Farm Machinery Show after taking 2021 off due to COVID-19. Kentucky Venues President and CEO David Beck says this year's show should be quite an event for folks to attend.
Well, we're excited about this year's show. You know, unfortunately, last year we postponed it and finally had to cancel because of COVID. And we're so excited we have it scheduled. We scheduled to be in Louisville at the Exposition Center on February 16th to the 19th. And all indications, it's going to be a successful show. We've already got about 93-94% of the exhibit space booked. And normally with this show, we wind up having a waiting list of exhibitors. So we're pretty excited about the plans. And this will be the year that people have been looking forward to get out and to be able to visit and catch up. And in many ways, it's almost like a reunion. People get back together. This will be the 56th National Farm Machinery Show. In addition to that, we'll have the championship tractor pull. This will be the 53rd, and looking forward to that. All indications are we're going to have all the classes full, and everybody's excited getting ready for that as well. Our team has been busy working with exhibitors and the tractor pull group, putting that together, sprucing up the property, getting everything ready for this year's event. It's pretty important to agriculture. It's pretty important to the business community, and it's important to our facility. And individual farmers around the state that I've been having conversations with for the last several weeks have been talking about it, and a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of interest. So I hope the weather cooperates and we'll have a good turnout.
You know, the Farm Machinery Show is so important for us. When farmers come this year, will they see anything different, or will it look like the Farm Machinery Show from last time they went a couple of years ago?
Well, it'll be very similar for us, the layout. And also we'll have some seminars with different topics where people can hear some different subjects being discussed as it relates to trends in agriculture and the markets and compliance and what's going on in D.C. And all the things of that nature. But in addition to that, one thing I mentioned may be of interest. The exhibitors have been asking for registration programs. Our show is free to attend. Just have the parking, and after that, business of the show is free, and we're going to continue that. But the exhibitors have been talking about the registration program, and we've done some research, and we're one of the few shows that doesn't have a registration program. And what that provides is the opportunity to communicate with those attendees that want to be communicated with, so we can send the floor plan out ahead of time, let them have access to that. Any special events they want to see, just reconfirming the times of the event and that type thing, they just stay in touch with the attendees. So registration will be voluntary again this year. We will be moving for a required registration the following year, but this year it's voluntary again. People can go online and register, or they can register when they arrive. But we're looking forward to that way we'll have a good database. That helps us better plan the events, where people are coming from, what their interests are, because there's a lot of different variations in agriculture production, size of operations, and people, where they come from. We'll have people from all over North America, but we'll also have some people attending from other countries. So we're always looking to see. It's the largest indoor farm show in the country, and we're proud of that, but we don't want to take it for granted. We're always going to be looking to see what we can do to make it better. You know, Alan, some of the things you and I talk about is that many of the innovative things, new technology, new things we use in our businesses and our homes, much of that was developed through agriculture, the research and development. It might be an idea a farmer had on the farm. They took an existing product or a tool or something they were doing, and they improved on it. And then others copied that and used that. Manufacturers got involved with that. Sometimes universities do some research and development. And, of course, those in agribusiness, so they're always looking for new and creative ways to do a business. So there's always new things in agriculture. Very efficient in this country to be able to feed ourselves in a good part of the world. We've been able to do that through advancements, improvements, research, technology, and more efficient ways of operating. So there's always new things to see, as well as that kind of family reunion atmosphere that I talked about earlier, and then the entertainment with the tractor pull and all. So we're looking forward to a great crowd. Over a four-day period, there's been years where we've got close to maybe 300,000 people attending. So we're hoping we'll have a good crowd this year, and we hope people will participate and give us some feedback on things they'd like to see and things that we can do to enhance and improve the overall experience of the National Farm Machinery Show.
Kentucky Venues President and CEO David Beck. I'm Alan Watts reporting for the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville.